what this is this day for us is the last Shabbat before Pesach, before Passover, and which will be for here for us, for those that are doing it, will be Monday afternoon. For those who are doing it in their homes, it'll be sometime during that time. But I just, you know, want to make sure, as we've been teaching and before we went to Israel, about Pesach and about that time and season. I know the guys, you know, Terry and Josh and Steve, you know, I listened to all of those, and they did an excellent job in ministering and bringing us up to this time and season also. And what I wanted to do is, which we won't definitely get through all of these scriptures, I just, you know, picked some and chose some. And the thing about it is even when we were in Israel, I ministered something, and it's not even up here on the board, but it talked about in Corinthians where whenever they would read the Torah, there was a veil over their eyes. The reason why that is this, is because when Moses went up on the mountain and he got the laws and commandments, he got the Torah for the people, he came down in the very radiance. His face was shining with glory. Enough that Aaron and a lot of them took off. And he said, "Oh, whoa, whoa, stay, come here." It scared them. But what hit me when I was in the land was this, is when you read the Torah, you are to see Yeshua in the Torah. And Yeshua in the Torah brings the glow and the radiance on our faces. And so Moses realized that, and when you read in the book of Hebrews, the writer brings that out about Moses, about how he built the house, but yet Yeshua is the son of the house. Moses knew that. He saw that. And because Moses made a statement, he never was told that I ever read in the Torah, but he said, "They will be a prophet like me one day." Remember that? When he said, "There'll be a prophet like me one day." I don't ever remember Yahweh telling that. Somewhere he may have, and he just didn't record it down. But what I believe is this, is that the very Torah itself, that's why Paul has said it. And he said in the scriptures, they went and they taught them in the scriptures. That was Genesis to Malachi. He went into the scriptures and they saw Yeshua in the scriptures. So that's that glory. And for our friends that are Jewish there, they don't have. In other words, whenever we ask them, "Well, what about Yeshua, or what about Paul?" Remember, Scott went, they're not relevant. They're not relevant. So what happens is the veil is where? Because even though they have the Torah, they can't see Yeshua in the Torah, so there's a blindness that's there. But the beautiful thing is this, is the blindness is coming off. Because we did meet some people because of testimonies. Richard M. gave that testimony in Charlotte. I just want to say also, all of those who were able to go to their son's funeral, I just wanted to, you know, I know they're very appreciative that everybody came. I'm very appreciative also, because like Eddie was saying, it's a family. Everybody couldn't. I know there's a lot of working, and so there's no condemnation there. But like we always say, you know, if you can, and, you know, it's just that there, it brings a presence, a shalom, a peace, a spirit there. Even for me, being able to minister during that time, seeing our congregation there, you know, brings a calm spirit over me, you know, because me myself not knowing family, not knowing, you know, you don't want to say anything wrong. I'm just being honest. You know, I just want to be able to let the spirit lead and not cause a fist fight. You know what I'm saying? You know, But the thing is to be able to let the scripture speak, and what you were doing in a testimony, letting them see Yeshua from the words of the pages, letting them embrace. Because when you go through life, we celebrate when children are born, but we also celebrate when people pass on, because there's a celebration, because life, that is the circle of life. Because like when we were reading out of 1 Corinthians, you know, 15, the thing about it is about this mortality putting on immortality. There's a process that we go through, and every feast cycle, hopefully we're getting better. hopefully every feast cycle, we're all being made more in His image. You know, I appreciate what they're doing in Kenya because, like she said, when you start out, something stirred in her heart, her and her husband's heart. And then they say, you know what, I'm not going to just do what the normal people are doing. I'm going to step out in faith, not knowing, because I can tell you she probably didn't know. But then what happened is when she stepped out in faith, even the blinders of Christianity start coming off. The Torah starts flooding into us. So this is that time and season. And the Father, look, I will be the first to confess this. Yeshua works in our life every day. He works in our life every day. But there are special times. The Shabbats, the Sabbaths, they're special times. The feasts and festivals, they're special times. Because I used to always tell people when we were in church, you know, and it was this, the two times that they would have revivals were when? In the spring and the fall. And it was usually around the same time of the feasts and festivals. Because why? Because there's something that's in here. It's in our DNA. If we accept Yeshua as our Lord and Savior, and He starts a work in here. It's in our DNA to cry out to Him and know. It's just sometimes we don't make all of the connections. And it is a process. But what I want to do in Hebrews 1:1, I'm just going to just read a couple of verses. And it said this, it says, long ago at many times in many ways, Elohim spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. And guys, He is still speaking to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. Through whom He created everything. Because in John it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was what? Was Elohim and was with Him. So it just shows you that Yahweh Himself appointed. Now this is the oneness of however you can try to explain it. But in the beginning, they're there. And it says, He is the radiance of the glory of Elohim. This is why Moses' face shined when he come down from the mountain. When the very Torah was given to him, because he saw Yahweh, what? Face to face. And it says, He is the very radiance of the glory of Elohim and the exact imprint of His nature. He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purifications for sins at Pesach, at the time that He gave His life for us, He sat down at the right hand of His majesty on high. Having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The name of Yeshua, the power that's in that name, if we could just really, I think sometimes in life we get so wrapped up into everything. And the thing about it is, you know, the very power of the name of Yeshua. That very power, because it's in that name that we can be saved. It's in that name that we're healed. It's in that name that we're delivered. It's in that name that He releases us and He breaks. It's in His name that He busts these chains and shackles off of us. Hebrews 2:14. I've got them written up here. I'm just going to go through, like I said, a few of them. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, He Himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death He might destroy the one who had the power of death, and that is the devil. And you can see, because why? The wages of sin is death. Because of what Adam did, we were all born with that propensity to sin. We are born in sin. It took a death because that had to be satisfied, so He died. And He said, and He delivered all of those who through fear of death were subjected to a lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that He helps, but He helps the offspring of Abraham. In other words, all true Israel, all of those who are grafted into Abraham, He helps. That's why it says, whoever calls on His name shall be saved. And it says, therefore He had to be made like the brothers in every respect, so that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of Elohim, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Now, I wrote this word down, propitiation, and this is what it means. appeasing the wrath of an offended person, or Yahweh in this case, and being reconciled to him. So this is what he did on that day that he said, it is finished. He appeased and he reconciled. By us accepting him in that sacrifice, Yahweh now with me and you is appeased, and now we're being reconciled. That's the power of his name. That's the power of what happened on that day. If we can just let that sink in, because that is what he did for us, because the wages of sin is death. We've already read, he was appointed. Verse 18, for because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. He went through, not only did he go through everything we go through, he went through more than I've been through. I can tell you that. He's been through a lot more. You know, our sister Mary here is from Kenya. Just thinking about whenever we have this place to worship in, and now they've gone and they have a place, but to start with, they've got one outlet. And they probably have one bulb. I don't know how many bulbs you have. But now to take $200 and to be able to outfit now electricity around their place to wear and to have a keyboard while we enjoy banners and we enjoy. We have beautiful music. It took a while to get there because we CD'd it for a long time. You know what I'm saying? But to have this, but yet they're starting. That's right. And to see what the Father has blessed and now what he's going to bless them with, and to be able to grow that area. The nations coming in. Guys, it's just, but that's what he's done for us. And the thing about it is like I said before, I know we've enjoyed life and we've enjoyed a lot of things, but I am so thankful that we've met them. And I'm so thankful because her and her husband, Esten, to be able to meet them, because what it does is it puts life in a great focus for me. And I tell you what, I don't know how else to say this. You know, I'm just so appreciative of them and their family and what the Father's doing with them. And I know they covered your prayers, and I know that hopefully next week what I'd like to do is take up a third tithe portion or take up a portion for them, because she'll be here through this week, and then she'll be going to meet her sister, who she called last night, talking Swahili. So I didn't understand anything she said, but she was rolling on the floor laughing, so evidently they was having a good time on the phone. Now, I was left out of the party, but I just enjoyed with her. But the thing about it is for her sister, like she said, to be able to help. Guys, this is what it's about. I'm so excited because the Father, you know, there's been prophecies that we would help people in other nations. And really and truly, you know, I was like her dad, you know, in a sense. If it happens, it happens, you know, because we're not going to make it happen. But it has to be, Father, your timing and what you can do. Because I don't know. I don't speak Swahili. I don't even speak English well, you know. So the thing about it is, I'm just thinking, but you know what? When we built this years ago, I would have never thought, I mean, we built a building thinking that we would probably have about maybe 50, 60 people. But the Father bringing in the families and the heart, but it's the people, it's not the building. It's the heart of the people that's here. It's you guys that are here that loves the Father. And by the love of the Father, you know, you're desiring, you know, I want my kids to grow up around other kids that are like Precious Faith, and because it is about the next generation. You know, I'm sitting here, I'll be 58 pretty soon and probably get pie in the face at Mexican. But other than that, I hope that I can live a lot longer. But the thing about it, Tammy says, me too. Well, that's good to know. She's not poisoning my food because I feel okay. But really my desire is with this crazy world, is the young ones. It's all of the little ones. It's the next generation that's coming up. But I have to know and I have to believe and I have to understand that the very power of the name of Yeshua in them will operate more powerful than it ever has in any of us who are older. Amen. And where the gifts of the Spirit will rightly operate in the lives of these young ones. Because I'm going to tell you, in the world that we live in and the craziness that's going on, that's really what it's going to take. The thing about it is I do know this, I believe this, that the Torah itself will be opened up to them more than it ever was with me. You know, I know that my mind's like an onion. I've had a lot of things peeled off, but there's still a lot to go before I get to the core. But I know that at least the young ones, I appreciated Josh's testimony. It meant a lot to me when you was going to get that 4-cent candy. And Zinzi said, "We don't do Easter." You know what I'm saying? And like you said, I never taught her we don't do that. But she knew and she recognized. Where did she get that from? See, what I'm saying is just, it's the Father is doing a work in these children. They know, and they're going to hold us as older ones accountable if we're going to hold. It's just like, just right out of it. We don't do it. Yeah, we don't do it. We're not buying their candy. We're going to, even after the season, they put it on sale, we'll just go get our chocolate somewhere else. Amen, Steve? So I always picked at Steve. Steve always asked, can we get the chocolate Easter bunny after the season since they put it on sale, since it's no longer Easter? Tammy said, that's out. Don't bring that bunny in the house. He said, what if it don't have its head? It don't matter. It's just, if it's broke or not, go buy your chocolate somewhere else, you know? But the thing about it is, it ministers to me that how these young children, they do know. They do know. They've learned and they do know. Amen? All right, I'm going to finish up in Hebrews 3. It says, there, and this is 3:1. It says, therefore, holy brothers, it says, you who share in the heavenly calling, consider Yeshua, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him. So Yeshua was faithful to the one who appointed him, was Yahweh Elohim. And he's asking us that we need to be faithful to him. Just as Moses also was faithful in all of Elohim's house. For Yeshua has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. As much more glory as the builder of the house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, and the builder of all things is Elohim. Now Moses was faithful in all of Elohim's house as a servant. And guess what did it say? He testified to the things that were to be spoken later. And these were the things about Yeshua, this prophet who was going to come later. Verse 6 says this, but Messiah is faithful over Yahweh's house as a son. Not just as a prophet, he's faithful as a son. And then what does it say? We are what? We are his house. We are his house. So he's asking us, as the house itself, we need to be faithful over the thing. If indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting and our hope. Now I want to jump down and we'll finish up here in 12, 13, and 14. And this is where we all come together as a body. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil. This is the reason why I believe these times and seasons come up. It comes up so that we will be forced to check our hearts. We will be forced to take inventory on ourselves. Because the thing about it is evil can creep in and we not even know it. Evil can creep in and just, it can sit right beside us because we get so used to it, we don't even realize and recognize that it has grown and metastasized into something. And this is what he's saying. Read it again. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you any evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the leading Elohim. And you know the reason why? The feasts are to keep us focused. That's what these feasts are for, to keep us focused. Because, guys, I'm old enough now to know, and I can dare tell, if any of you can think back, there's somebody, I guarantee you know, that used to walk with the Father who don't walk with him anymore. And in this scripture is the reason why. Because the evil slipped in and they didn't deal with it. And guess what? And it says, take care, brothers. In other words, we need to work with one another in this so that we don't fall away. Verse 13, but exhort one another when? Every day. Every day we exhort one another. As long as it is called a day, that none of you may be hardened by what? The deceitfulness of sin. The feast, Shabbat, all of these feasts and festivals, they're designed to expose sin. And the thing about it is designed because I'm telling you, sin is very, very, very deceitful. What is sin? It's missing the mark. It's not doing what the Father asks you to do. What is the deceitfulness of it? How far are we going to take this Torah thing? How far are we going to take the Scriptures? How far, you know what I'm saying? This is what happens. It's like Eddie said, I appreciate your testimony and your honesty. Mississippi's not it in a bag of chips. It's hot and it's humid down here. For those of us who grew up here, we love it. But for those who are in other places, like the state of Washington, who's been in Virginia, who's been in very nice places in the world, they come to Mississippi, they think they're in the wilderness. They're not. They done back cross Jordan over in the wilderness. And then they're saying, Yahweh, you want us to do what? You want us to go where? You know? But the thing about it is you can see that we can let, and this is what Eddie was saying, I could let what I want override what's best for myself and my family, my wife, my children. And what is the Father? Because that's the question that they had to ask. What is the, not what I want, what does the Father want? Because you know what? He places people. You know, we got Arnold and Pam coming down. We had Terry and Sandra move down. We have Myrna and Ted move over from Florida. Amen? And other ones. I don't want to miss anybody. But, you know, we got people driving. That's right. Cherie moved down. And we got Wally's. You know, they're driving from northern Israel over there here. And Bo and Faith. That's right. Bo and Faith moved back. Now, Caleb slipped out of the country, but we still got a rod and reel on him, you know. But definitely don't, because we have a lot of people like Miss Meyer. We have a lot of people. And I'm going to, look, Miss Meyer, you know, that woman's a trooper.
Amen.
Amen. She's a trooper. She'll fire up that buggy she's got. She'll put it in that van and she's coming. And you know what? She's got a caravan. She'll go by and get everybody else. She runs the church bus. Of all the people, runs the church bus. It's Miss Meyer. Why? That's right. Why? That's right. But what I'm saying is, but she loves this congregation. She loves this people. And I'm telling you, she's praying for everybody. And you know what? You don't ever hear a peep out of her. Her buggy doesn't make noise. You don't ever hear. But I can guarantee you she's praying. And just for whoever else, you know. I'm just really, really, really thankful for what the Father has placed in here and the people. And you know what? It ain't over with yet. He's going to be bringing other ones in here. And the thing about it is during this Passover season, we are about our brother's keeper. I can't say enough about what Yeshua did. There's no minister in the world that can stand up here and tell you what it really means and what it really cost the Father for him to give up his son. And I was telling Dirk earlier, and I've said this before, and I'm going to close with this part here. Yeshua was slain before the foundation of the world. Yahweh knew it, and he created us anyway. It was worth it to him for us. It was worth it to him for me and you to be a part of him, to be able to give up something that me and you wouldn't probably give up. I'm just saying. Abraham was willing because he proved it. But the thing about it is, in all truth, we would not probably ever even desire to give up our own flesh and blood for somebody else. But yet, see, that's why I can't explain love. Love, joy, and peace Love, joy, and shalom comes from the Father. And I can't give you a good definition for any three because it's beyond. Because when all hell breaks loose, how you can have joy, only He can do that. Only when Richard and Charlotte, when Charlotte loses a son, only, and when she has joy, when they can, only Yahweh can do that. I can't do that. Only Yahweh can do that. Only can He give them shalom and peace, and for them to get up and see the Father, even though her son was taken and their son was taken, to see how Yahweh was in it all every step of the way. Because you know what? Salvation come to their son. And I say this over and over, and Yeshua said it, and He said, don't be worried about the one that can hurt the body, but the one who can harm the soul. Because the deal is our body, when Tammy started dating me, I didn't look like this. Just saying. Her eyes are getting older. I'm getting faded, so it's still working out. If I get her glasses, she's going to say, whoa. So I just don't get her real good glasses, you know. But what I'm saying, things change. But we, one day, we're going to be in the resurrection. For those who are alive and remain will be changed. We will all have our youth back. We will all have our glory back. Like she said, we'll all have a new name. Amen. It'll be a name that He gives us. It won't be a name that some of us has been cursed with. Amen. Enjoy Passover. Remember, understand that it cost our Heavenly Father everything to be able to be appeased and to be reconciled. Yeshua is the one. He is the high priest. You can go through, really and truly, the book of Hebrews is about Passover, but mainly about Day of Atonement. It's the festivals. And you can see, because it's talking about a high priest back and forth, there was always a mediator between the Father and man. Yeshua is that mediator. Amen. And so we just want to celebrate Him during this time, at the same time remembering what it cost Him. Look, salvation is everything. And here's what, and I didn't get to all the scriptures because of time, but it tells us to hold on. It tells us to hold on and hold fast to His word. Because, guys, don't get shaken from the tree. He's grafted us into that tree. Don't let the enemy shake you out of that tree. Amen. And if you see somebody's limb falling, get some bungee cords. Do whatever we can do to help bind that, tape that. You know, that's what we are, a brother's keeper. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just come to You in this short portion. But Father, it is about You. It's about Your Son. It's about You appointing Him. It's about us understanding that. It's about us understanding, Father, that even though we were not there when Adam sinned, but in his sin, all creation was cursed. And the wages of that sin was death. So it had to take someone that You appointed, not somebody that we appointed. It took someone that You appointed, someone who was lowered into this earth, who was born of a virgin, who walked in this life, who can identify with our weaknesses, who can identify with our struggles, who understands and who can apply grace and mercy to our life. Father, when we're struggling with the flesh, we know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. We have good times. We get on spiritual highs and things is going good, and all of a sudden, the deceitfulness of sin slips in, and we don't even recognize it. But Father, You're faithful by the Holy Spirit not to leave us. And Father, You expose that sin and You expose these areas in our lives that we can come down to this altar at our bed, the foot of our bed, wherever we need to be, and we can repent and cry out to You, and You're faithful and just to forgive us of those sins, and You can set us right back at the place that we were. Father, in that relationship. The Father, I just pray today that all of us here, if someone does not know You as Savior and You're pulling on their heart, I just pray, Father, that they would surrender to You today. For those of us who's been saved for a long time, and we're not where we're supposed to be. I pray, Father, when we play this song, Father, I just pray that we would repent and that we would be able to be put back on that right path and that right footing with you. And for those of you, Father, that's here, that's been walking that good fight of faith and been walking that walk, Father, I ask you to bless them. And I ask you, Father, to continue to strengthen them. Father, that they will help all of us who's not been able to do that. The Father, it's all of us working together, but it is your mercy and your grace. And we thank you, Father, for that in Yeshua's name. Amen.
One with the staff in their hand. Children will play in the streets of the city. Joy will be heard once again.